Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody, to the show. It's Rob Zicari. It's Rob Zicari Show. And, of course, we are live. So, a lot of news from the convention last night to the convention preview. Tonight, we've got Melania Trump speech update, and I'm still not sure. Listen, I'm still not sure if I'm buying what happened. I'm still not sure if I'm buying what happened. Now, if you listened to the program yesterday, I think we spent about 45 minutes. It seemed like we spent longer because we had some technical difficulties. Our feed going into the radio was having problems. So we were having some serious technical difficulties. So it seemed like we were talking about this for like 3 hours. But yesterday we talked about the Melania Trump speech debacle. And I came to the conclusion that it was sabotage. I came to the conclusion that somebody did this on purpose. We outlined all the people or the reasons that people dislike Trump. I mean, if you watch CNN, they do not have one Republican pundit who supports the people that support Trump are people that are paid to support Trump. They're pundits that are paid to be Trump's cheerleader, like Jeffrey Lord and Scotty Hughes. These are people that are paid to pound the drum for Trump. So they don't count. And I'm not discrediting them or anything, but they don't count. They're not regular CNN paid Republicans. Essie Cupp is a regular paid CNN Republican. Anna Navarro is a paid regular CNN Republican. Madden is a paid CNN. When there's no Trump, they are rah, 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 Republican. Rah, 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 Republican. Now, all of a sudden, Trump's here. And they're not rah, 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 Republican. It's amazing. So, you have individuals like them. And that's reflective of I would say, 90% of the Republican Party. They can't stand. They despise Trump. So we broke down how it was sabotage. Somebody wrote the speech to make Melania Trump look stupid. And I said Trump won't fire the person because if Trump makes a big deal out of it, if Trump just goes on a war path, it's going to make him, it's going to make him look like he was bamboozled. He was schnookered. And as a strong leader, which is what he's running as, you don't want to look like you got bamboozled. You don't want to look like you got pranked. You don't want to look like Ashton Kutcher just ran out from the curtain. No one wants that. No one wants to be that person that's like, oh my God, I thought you repoed all my cars and I drank a cup full of donkey urine. And Ashton Kutcher comes out with his little trucker cap on. No one wants that. So that's what we talked about yesterday. If you go to the RobZakariShow.com, if you go to our Twitter feed, we have the story up. It's a great story. I think I lay out facts. Now, in the last, I don't know, hour, half hour, the Trump campaign put out a statement. And the statement reads, "To whom it may concern, my name is Meredith McLebat." Mac? What the hell is it? McLever? McLever? Meredith? Let's just say it's Meredith McLovin. Can we say that? It's Meredith McLovin? All right. My name is Meredith McLovin, and I'm an in-house staff writer at the Trump Organization. I am also a longtime friend and admirer of the Trump family. In working with Melania Trump on her recent First Lady speech, we discussed many people who inspired her and messages she wanted to share with the American people. A person she has always liked is Michelle Obama. Over the phone, she read me some passages from Obama's speech as examples. I wrote them down and later included some of the phrasing in the draft that ultimately became the final speech. I did not check Ms. Obama's speeches. This was my mistake. And I feel terrible for the chaos I have caused, Melania and the Trumps, as well as to Mrs. Obama. No harm was meant. Yesterday, I offered my resignation to Mr. Trump and the Trump family, but they rejected it. Mr. Trump told me that people make innocent mistakes and that we learn and grow from these experiences. I asked to put out this statement because I did not like seeing the way this was distracting from Mr. Trump's historic campaign for president and Melania's beautiful message and presentation. I apologize for the confusion and the hysteria my mistake has caused. Today, more than ever, I am honored to work for such a great family. I personally admire the way Mr. Trump has handled this situation, and I'm grateful for his understanding. Sincerely, Meredith McLovin. I don't know. I don't know if I buy it. I don't know if I buy it. I don't know if I buy it. Now, I have listeners like GNR for Trump who is convinced this was all a work. It was all done purposely by the Trump campaign. It was to show that Trump would have compassion, that this was done so that the media would vilify Melania And then people become sympathetic. And then the woman card is taken away from the Hillary camp. But I don't buy it. I don't buy it. There's other ways to make millennia sympathetic. There's other ways. I don't buy it. I didn't buy it. I still don't buy it. And I don't buy Meredith McLovin's story. Again, you have this huge speech, all original, except for those tiny little parts that are pretty much exactly like Michelle Obama's speech from 08. So here's this McLovin character. She's crafting this speech, and it's going good. It's going great. It's original. It's fresh. It's inspirational. And then out of the blue, out of the blue, she just happens. She just happens to put two or three phrases from Michelle's speech into this completely original and fresh speech. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Now, I definitely think everybody's making, like, way over the top big deal about this. I mean, not to put millennia down, and I'm not, I'm supposed to be, listen, if you listen to a majority of my Republican friends, they are spinning this, and hell, even Kelly McAfee is crafting these spins and twists, and at times looks a little silly trying to defend what happened. Instead of somebody just saying, listen, I think it was done on purpose. I think this was done on purpose. I think it was done on purpose. It was done to make her look bad. Nobody's come out and said that. Nobody's come out and said it was sabotage. Like I said, I know I'm supposed to be a good soldier. I know I'm supposed to say what all, or not all, but the majority of the supporters are saying. But that's just not me. That's why our show's different. That's why our show is better than the other shows. And that's why our show will continue to be better long after this election cycle is over. I know this is wrong to say. I know it might be edgy to say. Matter of fact, my girlfriend will probably be upset at me because she was upset at me. Well, I shouldn't say upset, but she was perplexed when she heard me yesterday imitating Melania. She goes, do other conservative hosts make fun of Melania or other conservatives on how they talk? And I go, what? What are you talking about? She goes, I heard you saying, you know, it's me and Donald. She goes, do other conservatives. And I go, I'm not making fun. I go, I'm changing my voice. If I'm talking as a woman or I'm talking as one of the other people that are part of the campaign, Ivanka, I don't know, whoever, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Anderson Cooper, if I'm talking about just somebody and I'm reading or trying to give the audience a feel that I'm talking about somebody, I change up the voice. So it's not like, so then Wolf Blitzer said, hi, how are you today? I mean, I go, really? Are you? She goes, I was just wondering. Just wondering if other kids, I said, oh, I don't know. So see, she was upset. So if she got upset by this and other conservatives got upset by it, they might get upset by this. Why is this Melania Trump situation such a big deal? She didn't go to Harvard. She didn't go to Yale. She didn't go to Princeton. She's not a lawyer. She wasn't even born in the United States. She made her money as a model. Now, I'm not saying models are stupid. I'm not saying people from other countries are stupid, but it really is apples saying Michelle Obama, Melania Trump. One is part of the political system. One is part of the political system. One is part of academia. Is that what they call it? Academia? I mean, Michelle and Barack Hussein Obama, they basically have been groomed for what they are doing now from the time they were in college. Remember, they met in college. Obama is a community organizer. Michelle Obama was the girlfriend, then wife, of a famous community organizer. I mean, their entire lives have been about this. Michelle Obama went to one of the best colleges. Their 08 campaign was funded by, you know, the Democratic machine. I mean, it's literally apples to broccoli. So we're going from Michelle Obama to Melania Trump, a foreign-born runway model. A foreign-born runway model who in the span of, what, a year, maybe a little less than a year, is thrusted into a position of, hey, you now are going to possibly be the first lady. You're going to have to take on the roles that other first ladies have traditionally done in the past 20 years. And in the past 20 years, those first ladies all had college degrees. Now, listen, yes, we're being told Melania has a college degree from Yugoslavia. I mean, come on, guys. Come on, guys. I mean, I seen a report yesterday. I mean, the libs are just, they're just pulling apart. Oh, this story of Melania Trump is wrong. That story is wrong. This, you know, part of her bio is, I mean, guys, again, she's, you know, a foreign-born runway model from some war-torn country. Even if she has a legitimate degree from a college, how good is that college in the Ukraine or Yugoslavia or whatever weird communist country or quasi-communist country she's from? Who the hell knows? So let's just say, yeah, sure, she's got a degree. But really, come on. come on now. So this notion that Melania Trump is the exact same as Michelle Obama or even Laura Bush. Or Jill Biden. Isn't she like a doctor or a teacher or something like that? Is she like a teacher who's got a doctorate in teaching? I mean,
hello, this is Melania Trump. It's nice to be here. I would just like to say, I mean, come on.
Come on, guys. Come on. Again, not disparaging her, but, you know, it's like apples to broccoli. It's like apples to broccoli. So even the McLovin, I'm sorry I messed up, I don't believe. I don't believe. I don't believe it. Again, I don't think Trump can come out and say, yeah, we got sabotaged. We're still fighting our own party every day. Look at Mike Lee. Look at Kasich. Look at the other Republicans that even still are fighting me for this nomination. Still. So I think they had to, ultimately, do what they did. I think they ultimately had to do what they did. I don't think Meredith McLovin, I don't believe the story. But it puts it to rest. At least I think it puts it to rest. Although I watched Ryan Lizza, just another liberal douche on CNN. Then he broke down the apology. Started to say, oh, well, if Melania Trump was watching Michelle Obama speeches or knowing Michelle Obama speeches, and she was talking to McLovin about these speeches, then when McLovin gave her speech, she should have recognized that those words were exactly the words from the speech that she told McLovin that she liked. So she knew. Now they're going through the letter. Seriously, the Ryan Eliza is going through the letter saying, look, there's evidence. There's evidence that Melania knew she was plagiarizing Michelle Obama. And that just says a lot about the Trump campaign. That just says a lot about Trump, the leader. And then that's where I go to the apples and broccoli. No, you're talking about a runway model. You're talking about a runway model. Talking about someone who before a year ago never ever in a trillion, gillion, zillion years could imagine that she would be in the role of possibly being the first lady. Her sole job was to raise a child, make sure that child comes out perfect, can read, it can write, it has good values, it has a loving environment, and look good. That's it. Stay in the gym. Don't eat Twinkies. Look good. And sure, throw the name on some perfume or some clothing. But again, look good. She looked like Melissa McCarthy. It wouldn't be anything special. So when Ryan Eliza goes, see, she should have known. Really? She should have known? Really? The Yugoslavian-born runway model should have known. Get out of here, stupid. Now you guys are just taking that bar to the highest level. Now you're just taking that bar to a level and then just raising it even further. You guys, you liberals, you guys are just to show you, and then we're done with this. We are just to show you how unbelievably twisted these people are. These liberals also, and I kid you not, these liberals also scoffed at the part of Melania Trump's speech where she talked about Donald will always be with you. He will, you know, stand by your side. And they all scoffed at that and said, ah, ha, ha, coming from the third wife. Ha, ha, ha. He's been married 3 times. Ha, ha, ha. Liberal after liberal talked about that. Imagine these guys, liberals, Democrats, talking about somebody being married 3 times. That person that they're talking about is running against Hillary Clinton, whose husband, our former president, didn't worry about the marriage thing. He didn't have the common decency to get a divorce. Because one would have to imagine that if you're having sex with porno women and secretaries and interns, and I mean, you just can't keep your thing in your pants, you don't like your wife anymore. I mean, if you want to dissect sexuality and inside the mind of men and women, well, that's one thing. And if that's what you're going to do, it's pretty, I don't know, dangerous to have a president and first lady and future president and first man to have the psyche that operates like that. But these libs ignore that. These libs ignore the Clinton past, and they go, Melania Trump's talking about standing by people, that Donald will stand by, ha, ha, from the third wife. I mean, hey, ay, ay. Anyways, there's my takeaway. There's my takeaway, and there's my final adieu about this Melania Trump controversy and the subsequent McLovin. That's what we're calling her from now on. Meredith McLovin and her admitting that she messed up. So, there you go. We're finished. It's over. I still think it was done purposely. I think this was a cover, because ultimately nobody wants to admit that somebody just peed in their soup and they drank it.